of extreme heat for New York, Boston, and Philadelphia. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's by Jacques Offenbach, and music written for an American cornetist named Jules Levy in 1876 for America's centennial celebrations. That's called The American Eagle Waltz with the Cincinnati Pops, led by Eric Kunzel on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson. Happy to be back with you. Classical music continues on a Friday afternoon with American works for the 4th of July weekend, such as Samuel Barber's First Symphony, in just a little bit with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. That plus a little chamber music from Johann Christian Bach, all just ahead here on KPR. We're experiencing a little bit of strong weather for the KPR listening area right now. Just a quick note that a few strong thunderstorms are going to impact southeastern Nemaha, Jackson, and southwestern Brown counties until 12:45 p.m. Doppler radar is tracking a cluster of some strong storms, and they are located near Holton and moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. About 40 or 50 mile an hour wind gusts with these storms affecting Holton, Horton, Wetmore, Mayetta, Denison, Circleville, Soldier, Goff, the Kickapoo Reservation, and the Pottawatomie Reservation. These aren't quite severe storms, but strong, though, affecting southeastern Nemaha, Jackson, and southwestern Brown counties until 12:45 p.m. Keep it tuned here to KPR. Other than those storms, it's pretty much just another hot day. Keith Clark and the Pacific Symphony Orchestra have something by Aaron Copland, a famous work of his from 1938, written for the students of the High School of Music and Art in New York City. Copland's Outdoor Overture, with Keith Clark and the Pacific Symphony, next on KPR. Aaron Copland's famous Outdoor Overture, written for high school students in New York in 1938, and today we heard the Pacific Symphony Orchestra, led by Keith Clark on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's 12:23 now. And stay with us for more American music in the second half of this noon hour. Samuel Barber's First Symphony is on the way. Not that it's an especially great day for being outdoors. An extreme heat warning continues for the KPR listening area, much of it, until Saturday evening. Temperatures headed for the mid-90s with above 100-degree heat indexes, like it's been for the last few days. Also seeing a little bit of strong weather activity for southeastern Nemaha, Jackson, and southwestern Brown counties. A few strong, not quite severe, but strong storms impacting those counties through about 12:45 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. Next, we're joined by Isaac Stern, flutist Jean-Pierre Rampal, and at piano John Steele Ritter. We have a sonata for flute, violin, and piano by Johann Christian Bach, next on KPR. Violinist Isaac Stern, flutist Jean-Pierre Rampal, and at piano John Steele Ritter in a sonata in C by Johann Christian Bach on Kansas Public Radio. 12:39 now, a little over 20 minutes until our next NPR news update. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu. Time now for the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, conductor David Zinman. We've got an American symphony, Samuel Barber's First, composed in 1936, here on Kansas Public Radio. Samuel Barber's Symphony No. 1 from 1936, played there by the Baltimore Symphony, led by David Zinman, on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m. now. Stay with us for NPR News and Classics in the next hour. Have a few more American works, plus an English piano trio. That and much more still to come. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org. All Things Considered is today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
U.S. this weekend. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, who believes that AI is hard to avoid right now. That's why they've made a version of their private search engine without AI. Learn more at DuckDuckGo.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The St. Louis Symphony, led by Leonard Slatkin, with the American Salute from composer Morton Gould on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for stopping by to enjoy classical music here on Kansas Public Radio, and I've got works coming up that are sure to delight, such as the piano trio of Arnold Bax and a beautiful pastoral suite from Sweden by composer Gunnar de Frumier. That and much more is still to come here on a Friday afternoon. The Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra and conductor Johannes Wildner, they've got something for us now from Johann Strauss Jr., who made a tour of the United States in 1872, at the conclusion of which he had a new waltz piece to share with the world. This is Farewell to America, the Slovak Radio Symphony, next on Kansas Public Radio. They had music by Johann Strauss Jr., dropping the anthem at the end of a waltz that he composed at the end of his tour of the United States in the year of 1872. We heard Farewell to America. Johannes Wildner led the Slovak Radio Symphony here on Kansas Public Radio. Elsewhere in this afternoon's music, we've got another American symphony awaiting us. It'll be in the next hour. It's the first symphony of contemporary composer Peter Boyer. That's in just a little while, today on KPR, where support for classical music comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org. Here on the KU campus, it is 91 degrees and warming up to about 93 with heat indexes above 100. An extreme heat warning continues for portions of the KPR listening area, including the cities of Lawrence, Topeka, and the KC metro area, and that will last until 8 p.m. tomorrow evening. We have a 30% chance as well of some additional showers and storms, as well as a 30% chance of showers for tonight, with lows in the mid-70s. Next on KPR, some English chamber music. Some of the last chamber music, in fact, written by composer Arnold Bax. In 1946, his final chamber work, which captures his expansive and romantic style. We'll hear the piano trio in B-flat major by Arnold Bax, performed by the Borodin Trio on KPR. That's from 1946. The final chamber work by composer Arnold Bax's piano trio in B-flat major, performed there by the Borodin Trio on Kansas Public Radio. 1:45 right now and 15 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour. We've got classics for you until 3 this afternoon. And later on tonight, it's Friday, and you know what that means. Film Music Friday. And I'll be back with you this evening for that. Just in time for the 4th of July weekend, we've got music tonight from some patriotic films, such as Gettysburg, Saving Private Ryan. And we'll have another great collaboration between John Williams and Steven Spielberg, something for you called American Journeys. Film Music Friday, and I'll be your host for that tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. We're joined now by the Swedish Chamber Orchestra. We've got something for you from a Swedish composer by the name of Gunnar de Frumier. This is the Pastoral Suite. Lush and lovely music next on Kansas Public Radio. The Pastoral Suite by Swedish composer Gunnar de Frumier, with the Swedish Chamber Orchestra under Peter Sundqvist on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. Stay tuned next for NPR News. And in the next hour of classical music, more American works from the likes of William Grant Still, as well as the First Symphony by Peter Boyer. That and more still to come here on this Friday afternoon. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, with 5 locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org.
For better news.
Morning Edition is every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. The 2026 Subaru Outback features new styling, as well as standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight driver assist technology. Learn more at subaru.com/outback. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The Budapest Strings, with a scherzo in G minor from Felix Mendelssohn's Octet, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to be with you once again. Beg your pardon, a little bit more classical music for a Friday afternoon, with American works from William Grant Still, a prelude for flute, strings, and piano from him, along with the London Philharmonic Orchestra, with a symphony from Peter Boyer, fine contemporary American classical composer, all ahead here on a Friday afternoon. Before we get to those, we'll have the Welsh National Opera Orchestra and conductor Sir Charles McCarris give us a little episode from A Village, Romeo and Juliet, music by Frederick Delius. We have for you next the Walk to the Paradise Garden here on KPR. From composer Frederick Delius, The Walk to the Paradise Garden from A Village, Romeo and Juliet. We heard the Welsh National Opera Orchestra, conducted by Sir Charles McCarris, on Kansas Public Radio. 2:20 is the time. Stay with us for the London Philharmonic Orchestra. In about 10 minutes, they'll join us for an American Symphony, music by composer Peter Boyer. His first symphony is on the way here on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Busker Fest, presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th, 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration in South Park and viewing party in Selly's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, 81 degrees. It's starting to cool off, actually just a little bit. The extreme heat warning in effect for Douglas County has been downgraded to a heat advisory that'll be in effect until Saturday evening. Tonight, looks like we've got a 30% chance of showers, lows in the mid-70s. For the 4th of July, a partly sunny day, temperatures in the mid-90s, a slight chance of showers for tomorrow afternoon. Looks like tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms are likely, and those are expected mainly between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. on Saturday night. Next, we're joined by the New Zealand String Quartet, flutist Alexa Still and Susan DeWitt Smith on piano, for a prelude for Flute and Strings by William Grant Still on Kansas Public Radio. Prelude for Flutes, Strings, and Piano from composer William Grant Still. We listen to the New Zealand String Quartet along with flutist Alexa Still and pianist Susan DeWitt Smith here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:33, and at 3 p.m. it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Afterwards tonight from 7 to 9, it is Film Music Friday, and I'll be back with you tonight for the program. Just in time for the 4th of July weekend, we have some music tonight from some great patriotic films, such as Gettysburg, Saving Private Ryan. And we'll have another great collaboration that was between John Williams and Steven Spielberg, a collaboration called American Journeys. Enjoy those and other film works this evening during Film Music Friday, tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. here on KPR. And tomorrow afternoon, catch the repeat broadcast of Classics by Request with Destiny. That'll be from 1 to 4 p.m., the show where you pick the playlist, and you'll hear many of your 4th of July favorites to celebrate the holiday with music by John Philip Sousa, Leroy Anderson, Aaron Copland, Gershwin, and much more. Classics by Request, that is tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio. And we're ready now to bring you a recording of the London Philharmonic Orchestra, which is conducted here by the composer of the music that we'll hear, Peter Boyer. Fine contemporary American classical composer, whose music has been recorded by just about every major orchestra in the world. And what we'll hear is his first symphony, based on American themes, composed back in the year of 2013. Symphony number 1 on KPR. Finished in 2013, Symphony No. 1 by contemporary American composer Peter Boyer, who in that recording was also conductor of the London Philharmonic Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. It is almost 3 o'clock and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Time for me to say good afternoon to you. I'll step aside for host Laura Lorson, but I will be back with you tonight at 7 p.m. for Film Music Friday, with some patriotic films, such as Gettysburg, Saving Private Ryan, and much more. Film Music Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. tonight on KPR. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at KansasPublicRadio.org.